Don't miss a minute of the all-new Sports Cage. Podcasts are posted at sportscage.com. 620 CKRM.
Welcome back to the all-new Sports Cage. It's Shink and Bidzy on this Monday. After a rider loss, after Country Thunder, we're all getting our bearings back, having a great time. We're going back out on the Western Pizza guest hotline right now. It is the perfect pizza with a generous amount of toppings, plus all the Greek food you love, like souvlaki, ribs, and salad. And we're going to talk about the Saskatchewan Hockey Hall of Fame. The induction dinner was this past weekend. In Swift Currents, the Innovation Plex curling floor. Tim Tisdale's joining us right now. Tim, a special night, and I guess kind of doubly special because it was in your home city.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a special event. Hockey staff, I give them full marks for everything they put together that night. Actually, the attendance was so big they had to move it into the hockey room floor. Oh. So I think there's about 550 people there. But to get this honor is something special, but to do it at home means a lot more.
How did you find out?
I actually found out probably 3 or 4 months ago that my name was there and nominated, and they called to see if I would let the nomination stand. And then probably about a couple weeks after that, they called and said that I'd be going in. And, you hear the names that you're going in with, and you're a little bit in awe of the group when you hear Marlowe and Mullen and Sarich. Those games, you don't really relate yourself at that level, but it was a nice event, and it was great to see those guys.
So I teased this before we went to break.
Yeah,
I'm a 77 birth year. So in 1989, I'm obviously 12 years older. I remember I couldn't go to the game. My dad took a few of his employees with his work tickets. I was a sick Blades fan. And I just actually talked to Scott Sissons at Country Thunder this past weekend, one of the all-time greats in a Blades uniform. You score the goal that makes 12-year-old Barney cry. How often do you go back and revisit that goal, Tim?
I don't go back a lot about it, but you'd be shocked at how many times I hear about it still to this day. People can say where they were that day, where they were watching from. The number of Saskatoon people that told me they hate me when I meet them, even 30 years ago. So, it was a special, victory for us to win. But I think the fact that it was another Saskatchewan team and in Saskatoon, it's something that probably will never happen again.
Tim, it's Derek Bidwell here in Saskatoon. Quick one for you, and that is, talk about the other people that you went in with. I assume, and I've heard this before, that you develop a bit of a friendship with them as well, and it's also special with those people that you go in with.
Well, it was very nice that everybody was sort of from the southwest corner, so it's something I'd never met Corey Sarich before, but have met Marlowe at other events. The family, and then Travis Mullen, who's got a young son playing, so we do see each other quite a bit. But yeah, I think that's going to be a special bond. The Kyle Elk team that went in, I had coached a bunch of those players in midget, so had a connection with a bunch of them. And then the Winter Games team, was fantastic. We hear the names that played on that team. Ross Mahoney, it was nice to see him again, and the speech he gave at the event was tremendous.
Talk about the honor, I guess, and I've had a chance to reflect on it, of being a Hall of Famer. I know, it might take a little while this summer, but a hot, warm summer Saskatchewan, you're going to find yourself kicking back and throwing your legs up one night and watching the sunset, maybe having a nice coldie or something, and you're going to reflect on it. And how's it going to make you feel?
Well, a few different ways. I get very honored that my name would even come up. I've done things that I've loved doing, to be involved in the game for this many years, in many different aspects. It's been so special. But I think the best part was, you know, my family was there. We had, I think, five tables between my family and work people. And to share that evening with them, I think that means the most. And, yeah, I think maybe something I'll reflect on later. I don't know how many times I went into the rink and, you know, had my kids say, hey, how come you're not up on the Bronco Hall of Fame wall? And I have to answer that question. So at least my grandkids will be able to answer it a little bit differently.
Hey, Tim, you were one of the survivors on the 1986 bus crash, tragic events for the Swift Current Broncos. And then you had a chance to help, I guess, the families and the survivors of the 2018 Humboldt Broncos crash as well, right?
Well, yeah, I did go up. I went up later. I went to the first game back in Humboldt. I was lucky enough to be able to attend that game. And from there, I went to Saskatoon, and two of the players were still in the hospital at that point and met the families and had conversations with them. Again, I don't know how much you helped, but I think it was just nice to be able to say, you know what, I've been through this. If you ever need anything, by all means, reach out, because, you know, that tragedy was even much worse than ours. Not that you want to put a comparison to them, but... they, you know, I knew what, you know, the players were going to be going through.
Yeah, that organization and you still being in the area, you know, I've always said the Swift Current Broncos would be a heck of an ESPN 30 for 30. Just the smallest market in the league, the tragedy, then, you know, just a few years later winning the Memorial Cup and then going to it as that small organization. It's never been tougher for Western Hockey League teams, especially in small markets, to make a go at it. In the city of Swift Current, I'm sure you're doing everything you can to help out there as well.
Well, absolutely. I think everyone is well aware in the city that we're very fortunate to have a Western Hockey League team, to have a team now that has won a Memorial Cup, has won three league titles in the smallest market. Everyone is well aware that if they ever lose the team again, that there's probably no way that it's ever going to be able to come back. So the community as a whole supports the team extremely well. The business community treats it very well, and hopefully that we're able to keep it there.
I don't know. I don't know if there's anyone else that I've ever interviewed, whether on air or on through the podcast, that has won a Memorial Cup, especially scoring the goal. You won. Did you win a AAA midget championship, and you won an Allen Cup championship as well?
I was fortunate enough to win all three of those titles. I do know at the time when I won the Allen Cup, which I went out and played for Powell River. I was coaching hockey in Kimberley, BC, and when our season ended, I went out and joined their club for the tournament. And they said at that time I was the only person that ever won all three of those national championships. Whether it's happened since then, I'm not sure. But again, just being in the right place, being around good people, and just really fortunate.
Last one for me here in Saskatoon, Tim. Just your if you could, I know there's probably so many memories that you have. You're talking about winning championships and the ones that Schenk just mentioned, but is there a hockey memory, something that really sticks out to you that you'll always cherish? I have a hunch you might have something to do with the Broncos.
Well, you know, it's sort of hard to not top that. You know, the first game we played after the bus accident in Moose Jaw, the reception we had, and if you're in that old crush can, and it was loud to begin with, but I will never forget that night. You know, both crowds are cheering for Swift Current, regardless where they were from. That's the one game that really does stand out different than others.
Right on. Well, Tim, congratulations. I know you're on your way up to Saskatoon to be part of Ag in Motion. Be a busy week for you. And like Bidzy said, when you're reflecting on it, you are a Hall of Famer, and you deserve it. Like, yeah, your resume is stacked. Thanks so much for hopping on the cage today, Tim.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim.
Tim Tisdale from Swift Current. He is into the Saskatchewan Hockey Hall of Fame. Bidzy, like you, we go through this, and Tim was talking about Patrick Marleau. I had a chance to play against him in AAA Midget. He was an underager. He was so good and so fast, and played the game the right way.
Yeah, he did. He played it for a long time, as you know. And he didn't. He was always on the up and up, if you will.
And then Corey Sarich, who was a teammate of mine when we would play against Marleau, he went on to have an unbelievable career. He is doing some broadcasting. I've had him on the cage a few times. Sarich was a kid that played the max games as an underager with the Saskatoon Blades that year. And you could just tell, like, this guy was going to be good. He was following in the steps of Rhett Warner and Brett Sopel. And then it was Corey Sarich. That Chad Allen was another guy, young, good D-man that the Blades had back then. Travis Moan was a fly under the radar guy. And then the NHL, and he wins the Stanley Cup with Anaheim, plays so well there. When we talked to him on the pod, I remember him saying, like, he just had to outwork people to get where he needed to go, because he was a fly under the radar. He wasn't, like, you know, the guy. So he just worked his you-know-what off to get to where he was. Jack Norris, unfortunately, don't know enough about him. He was way before my time. Brad Meyer, NHL official, and just a great guy. Actually, not a bad golfer as well. Mizey, he put in the hours. He told this story on the Nooner of going into Flin Flon in his Cavalier, driving up to do a game, and then he had to get basically a police escort out of Flin Flon.
Out of there.
Calling it, and then he went from there to the WHL, to the NHL, and a long Stanley Cups, Olympics. Brad Meyer did it all. Sask, 1995, Team Saskatchewan that won the Je Canada Games. They were a surprise. Never should have done it. Ross Mahoney built that team. Again, guys I played with were on that team. And then there was the Joey Tedarenkos, who was so good at that age. Chad Hintz I played with. Goalies were Scott Buehler and Aaron Miller. I should go on and on about that team. And then Beauty Senior Weapons from Kyle. And they went on a massive heater in 2016, 2018, 2019. So nice to see the senior hockey guys get into the Saskatchewan Hall of Fame as well. It's all online if you want to go check it out on the Hockey Saskatchewan website. It is the all-new Sports Cage. We are going to be talking to Kent Majuri from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, special team coach today on the Coach's Show. You got any questions for him? Fire it off. We'll ask him for you. Perfect timing after the onside kick. We're talking to him in a bit. It is the all-new Sports Cage on 620 CKRM.